new world orders, or the worker bees of the new world order in China. But he said the bottom line is we're bringing the United States down. This is the plan. I'm paraphrasing. This is the planned destruction.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Fletcher. And I should explain to you that we're having all sorts of telephone problems. We won't be able to take any calls this hour, the next hour. However, by tomorrow, they promised everything is going to be in good shape and we'll be back operating normally. But we just had an electronic glitch on our telephone answering service. And anyway, Bob Fletcher is good enough to come on and be with us this evening on short notice. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Okay. Very good.
All right. Well, certainly, I don't know what you want to talk about this evening. I think we should certainly mention the weather. I mean, certainly we've never seen weather like we're having. We have one of the guests we were going to have on, I guess it was night before last, and when we called him, the lightning had just struck a big oak tree out in front of his home, and it had taken cement slabs and thrown them 100 feet away. And again, last night it was exactly the same thing. And we're seeing tornadoes and hurricanes and storms and droughts on a scale we've never seen before. Earthquakes like we've never seen before. Not so many major earthquakes in a short period of time. And we know that they have the ability to manipulate the weather. We know that they have all these programs going on. We don't know what is happening, whether this is an act of God, whether this is an act of man. Certainly we have flooding in large parts of the country. We have major droughts with major fires in other parts. And there's simply no way of really knowing what's going on. Is this God or is this man intervening? What do we know?
Right. Well, like you say, of course, the big problem is, first off, the reality is what you briefly mentioned, stated there, and that is that we do have weather control now, and we've had it for many years and varying levels of success. Now, I discovered the absolute reality proof and documentation way back in 1994-95, and that's the ability of several countries, not just ourselves but other people involved, with the ability to electronically alter the weather, to create the weather, to expand storms, manufacture storms, and to direct them in certain directions. And of course, since 1995, as with all sciences and all weapon sciences, they've expanded way beyond our imagination. You commonly would not believe what is available and what our military now has the ability to do. And along with back several years ago when I first realized and discovered and could improve weather control as a weapon. We, of course, did a report on that, put it on a DVD, and at a short time after that, I did another report, which was an expansion on away from just the weather, but an expansion of showing all of the other absolutely amazing weapons that our country has.
Hold that thought. Go on ahead, Bob.
Well, we have not just our country, but other countries that have been involved with expanding their weapons. But the United States is far ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
They have the ability to see through clouds. They have the ability to carry weapons. They have the ability to gather intelligence. And can they be used to alter the weather as well?
Oh, and I'm not positive. I don't think they're utilizing, I am pretty sure. I don't believe they're utilizing this particular type drone as a weather modifier because these are, of course, they are in several sizes. The new flying remote control weapons are from as small as the size of a darning needle or a bumblebee. That's, of course, the super micro type an application that would be used strictly for spying. But they have them that small, and then they move on up, and then the drone that I'm referring to, the common Predator is the name for this particular one, can carry two or three Hellfire missiles underneath the undercarriage, and of course can fire these missiles remotely by total remote control from someone simply pressing a button or giving the instructions from Los Angeles, California, for example. Now, the Hellfire, which is interesting because I had a personal run-in with the Hellfire missile myself when I originally, which so many people know the story at this point in time of my background, where I was had a business that was merged with a covert central intelligence or national security operation unbeknownst to myself, and my toy company being used as a front for covert operations back in the 80s, around the time of the Iran-Contra business, which was about 85, 86 that time. But my experience with the Hellfire missile that they're now utilizing profusely, actually daily, every day almost, at least, flying these drones, their Hellfire missile was being smuggled by the Central Intelligence National Security weapons suppliers utilizing my toy company in Atlanta, Georgia, as the covert front under which they actually sold and moved these Hellfire missiles. And so that was my experience. It's kind of like comes full circle back when, in fact, I was testifying to the Congress and the Senate relative to the Iran-Contra mess. A big part of it was the fact that they were, in fact, moving Hellfire missiles covertly using my toy company as a front. Now, at this point in time, that's moved way forward to being a primary weapon on a daily basis, hooked to the bellies of these remote-controlled Predator aircraft being remotely controlled. Now, the expansion in terms of technology and the quality, if you say can use that word, I'm not sure if that's right, but the quality and the capabilities of robotic weapons has grown and grown and grown within rapid increments, where some of these were just interesting ideas 10 years ago, and they are now in full production and being used in a whole variety of forms in several areas of combat around the world. And the frightening thing is, this gets into almost being like a science fiction space story type thing. That is that they're moving forward to utilize and increase the capability of these remote control robots to share information and share knowledge and share directional information between each other. And they've reached a point where they have, I will use a great example, that is they have these micro or very small flying type robots that are called swarms. And the utilization of these is that they actually can, let's say using 5, 10, 15, or of course could be 1,000, but if you just use 5 or 20 of them at this time, they actually can take off and carry out a mission, which can be either intelligence tracking and camera work to transmit micro camera images back to wherever they want to, but they actually share information between each other, and they don't even have to have a complete designation of where they're going to go. They actually figure this out themselves with limited intelligence knowledge put into the machine. The machine then shares its experiences, and they can actually end up, if there's five of them, one, they actually select the leader unto themselves, and the leader will then go through the doorway first. The other four will line up behind the leading robot and follow it in, and then analyze the terrain and carry out whatever it's supposed to carry out. Caesar, this is the kind of thing that we saw and watched on Twilight Zone years and years ago, or on the space movies that we've watched for the last 25 years. This is now a complete reality, and the frightening thing is that it takes out, and they now have capabilities to decide themselves, these are the robots, what they're going to kill, blow up, shoot up, or explode, or what they will not, and they actually have the ability to make those decisions themselves in the air without having an individual necessarily direct them. And they can do it with the new facial identification that we've heard so much about now, where they can take and program a person's face, the enemy, whoever that might be, into the computers, send out the drone robots. They can fly over an area, look at, scan 35 or 40 people, find the person they need, and then drop a bomb right into his lap, and doing it without individual instruction by someone back at home base. It's, to me, from of course, war is not extremely moral no matter how you look at it. But if you start reaching a point where we actually are allocating the decision to kill in a non-feeling, non-human, emotionless machine, that's really reaching a scary point in time. And we are there now.
Well, I really think, Bob, that we're approaching a point where God is going to intervene. He's not going to allow this sort of thing to keep going. Basically, of course, they have so many things they can do to the weather. We know they can precipitate rain, certainly by seeding the clouds. They can create the clouds, certainly by the use of jets, and certainly the particulate matter coming out of the jets will create contrails, which will create clouds. Of course, they've changed the composition of jet fuel. I'm sure that they also have the ability to put up these on this canopy over the country. We know from their old records that they've done this on the East Coast. I suspect they do it every place. We've heard from the FAA, the people over in Hawaii, there's one of them was interviewed, and you can hear it, see it up on YouTube. The gentleman, used to work for the FAA. He didn't really put much credence in this whole talk about chemtrails. Until he retired, they noticed that all these jets are flying north-south. Why would anybody fly north-south? Jets way up in the stratosphere flying north-south. I mean, the jets go east to west, to the Orient and back to the United States. They don't fly north and south, and because these are not jets, these are simply, I should say, they're not commercial jets. They're government jets or CIA jets and spraying over there, but we know very well that they are spraying, at least they're getting aluminum into the atmosphere, and of course that it caused an increase in the aluminum in the soil and the water and in the plants and in the trees and the palm trees. We know very well that they have the ability to alter the jet stream using HARP. They can actually put this tremendous amount of pressure, energy up in the stratosphere and alter the flow of air that way. There's so many things they can do to bring storms about and alter the course of storms, and of course do create droughts in one area, to create tremendous watershed in another area, but then of course you have watershed in one area, you're taking the rain away from other areas, and yet they're doing this, and we see droughts all over the world, and certainly like we've never seen before. And there's no way to find out what's really going on because it's all classified and top secret. Is this the act of God? Is this the act of men? But I will tell you that we've certainly not seen anything like this during my lifetime. The severity of the storms we're seeing, the number of the storms we're seeing, And we have to ask, certainly, what are the implications as far as the future? Will this certainly influence crop production? It certainly, we're going to have serious problems with crop production here in the United States and throughout large parts of the world, where large segments of the crops are being destroyed by these strange storms, and we're not sure quite where they're coming from. We'll be back in a moment with Bob Fletcher right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Bob, you go right ahead.
Well, and of course, to add to what you're mentioning relative to the storms, one of the most, I think, shocking and surprising things.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Do of what happened back in the 30s when we had the Dust Bowl in Oklahoma and other areas, and they simply, oh, the good topsoil all just dried up and ended up in big dust clouds sweeping across the landscape. We've seen, Sydney, that massive dust storm in Phoenix recently. I have never seen anything like that in Sydney, in a city before. It was most amazing that I talked to people in Phoenix, and they've never seen anything like it before either. But go right ahead. You were talking about the recent heat storm, Bob.
Yeah, and the heat that's again, this is accumulatively destroying billions of dollars in crops. All right. When we go back to my concern that I discovered investigating government corruption in general so many years ago when I started into it, same as yourself, Stan, when we realized that it was a reality that corrupted persons in the world leadership have diligently worked so long to put our entire Earth, and in the United States included, of course, into the single world government, and that there was certain things laid back all the way back into the 70s and the 60s, if you will, where they laid out the manner by which what things that would have to take place to move us into that one world government. And that's where these exotic weapons become very frightening, and the manipulation of the weather becomes so serious. That is the means by which you can bankrupt a nation, and all over the world you can hit some places in China, some places in Russia, some places in the United States, and bring us to the financial status that we are today, and that is being actually the whole world independent or dependent upon each other financially, and we are broke. The money is all gone, and they're running around in circles trying to do this synthetic band-aid to repair the financial status and the budget of the USA as we speak. And using it, of course, as a political tool. But the big problem is, or what their problems were, when call them the bad guys, these corrupted persons in government, they sat down many years ago and they said, we've got to bring the wealthiest nation and the two or three that are the wealthiest down to their knees to where they are all mutually requiring each other to exist. So we're going to have to financially bust the United States, bring them to a financial destruction. And they said, of course, we're going to have to then create a single world currency, and we're going to have to create a world bank, an individual world food bank, as besides the currency bank. We're going to have to be putting the American Constitution, that was a big problem, and that is that we'll have to pull that apart. We got to tear that all apart. And if you look now and you see what's taken place in, I'm going to say 20 years, that like every 2 years, there's some kind of a executive orders that are put in place that overrides the constitutional, some constitutional mandates. There are changes. They're even changing now. They're trying to make it a small item maybe, but it's not. They're trying to eliminate the word God when they're doing funerals on military cemeteries. They're trying to forbid the use of the word God and Christian prayers on the actual ground, hallowed grounds of the cemeteries that are burying our military. They're again, this is a slow, step-by-step, pulling it apart, destruction of the Constitution, and it's that old boiling the frog. If you put them in hot water, they jump out immediately, but if you put them in a cold bucket of water and slowly increase and change the temperature and bring it up, you can end up boiling him without him knowing it.
Well, I think the important thing is to realize there is a conspiracy against God, against Christianity. These people want the world government to hate God. They hate Christianity. That's why they took God and prayer out of our schools. They knew what they were doing. It's just that the average American doesn't understand. It's a conspiracy.
And
this is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Here in the first world nation. Now, to a lot of people, that sounds pretty foolish. I mean, how could they go about bringing austerity? And yet you must understand that there is a master plan. People like George Soros, members of the Council on Foreign Relations, or people in the Bilderbergers, they have a plan. They're carrying it out. They know exactly what they're doing. You can go up on the Internet. Fortunately, you can check this all out. George Soros has spoken repeatedly about the need to bring austerity to the first world nations and to transfer their wealth to other nations like China to raise their living standards. You read the November-December issue of Foreign Affairs magazine, the article by Richard Haass and Roger Altman. And what's the basic theme? We're going to lower the living standards in the United States. We're going to bring austerity. They use that word over and over again. And those of you who get my newsletter will find you. I quote there extensively from one of the this article in Foreign Affairs magazine and point out how they use the word austerity over and over again. the last issue of U.S. News and World Report. This was, I think it was December of last year. I stopped distributing it after that. I'm sure you can get copies, but Mortimer Zuckerman, member of the CFR, member of the Trilateral Commission, talked about how the coming austerity in America. There is an organized effort to lower living standards in America. So they're going to destroy the value of our currency through inflation. They're in the process of doing that. And by so doing, they're going to wipe out the value of your Social Security. They're not going to certainly tab Social Security or tie Social Security to inflation. They're going to say there is no inflation. They simply lie. But that way they can pay your Social Security check. You won't be angry you're getting your Social Security. It's just not going to buy much of anything, and people won't understand. This is the way that it's planned. And by raising the cost of items, by limiting the salaries of people throughout the country, by cutting back on the pensions, why, basically, they're going to bring poverty to our people. They know exactly what they're doing, and that, of course, as we create the weather changes, and of course, this is going to change the conditions under which the crops grow, and we're going to have shortages of food. That's going to drive the cost of the various products up, and suddenly it's going to have difficulties as far as the cotton crops, and then, of course, the cost of clothing will go up. They know exactly what they're doing. And yet there's probably not one in 1,000 Americans who really understands, because they don't listen to what George Soros is stating. They don't read Foreign Affairs magazine. They don't understand the significance of when Mortimer Zuckerman talks about the coming austerity and the lowering of our living standards. It's all planned that way, and I believe the weather changes are planned that way too. I can't prove that. I can certainly prove the austerity, though, and the plan to lower our living standards and to destroy the value of our currency and to transfer our wealth to other nations. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, yes, and the big point, or the behind-the-scenes major target, is to bring economic interdependence to where the United States no longer, or no single country any longer, is independently able to stand on its own, and doing this, what they've slowly accomplished very successfully, is to permit the Chinese to be the manufacturers for everything. I mean, we don't make anything. In the old days, many, many years ago, the United States was the world center for being the, not just manufacturing, but being able to supply services and this, that. But we technically at any time could become very independent if we had to be. But once you break the world down into one area like Africa, being the suppliers of raw material, and the a country like China being the manufacturers of most goods for the world, and then someplace else, possibly the United States, just being a servicing nation, then you have total financial interdependence on each other. And this is a necessary step to bring around a singular world government body, a body maybe under the wing of the United Nations, or at least under the general concepts of the United Nations, and that there would be a handful of people at the top. It would be a bureaucratic, sort of a parliamentary, quasi democracy, only mixed with where the real democracy would be gone, and it would be synthetic, and there would be a handful of people in a parliamentary structure that own and control every single thing. They're changing, and the amazing part is what they've been accomplishing, which is scary, is down even to the lowest points in grade school and child care and getting into the educational system, and actually removing books from the libraries and replacing them with altered books, new books that don't even spell out, show historic events like they should be. They're showing historic events in a manner such that it will make the world government coming in to look like it's the right thing, and that it is a logical thing, and that is the safest way for humanity to exist under their one world government, which of course is terrible. All we're basically talking about is a different manner that to paint the old communist or dictatorial leadership of all of the tyrants of the past. And it's very frightening, and they actually, day by day, you could go through the papers and you will, or any news media at all, and you can see where they're actually changing schooling, changing our financial structures, changing the manner by which we run the nation, and changing the manner by which we balance budgets, and of course, back to the military, creating these weapons in leaps and bounds that will be able to control the minds and the mindset of all the people of the world.
And you know, I think that people have to understand the reason we have this all-powerful military is certainly not to protect us from other nations. It is to establish our world empire. America has an empire. And also so that military can be used right here in the United States. We have a North American command. We have a South American command. We have an African and Asian command. But why would we have a North American command? Because we have our military stationed here to control our population. Certainly, you know, our founding fathers didn't want a standing army because they knew it could be used against the people. They certainly wanted a navy, but they did not want a standing army here in the United States. Yes, we could have the framework, the military officers, but not a large standing army. But this is really what it's all about. And DARPA, which of course is a division of the army, has been collecting dossiers on American citizens for many years. If you doubt that, you need to get Lieutenant General William Odom's book, Fixing Intelligence, written in 2003. He was the head of NSA, also known as No Such Agency, NSA, because it's the National Security Administration, the super spy agency, far more dangerous and far more powerful than CIA. Everybody points at the CIA, but it's really NSA that is listening to all of your telephone calls and reading out your emails and reading your faxes, has far more people employed by the NSA than the CIA. So why do we ever hear about it? Because you're not supposed to, but General Odom is certainly writing in his book, Fixing Intelligence. He can't tell you what's going on. He can ask questions, though, like, should DARPA be collecting dossiers on American citizens? And let me ask you out there in the audience, do you think that DARPA should be collecting dossiers on you and the people in your family and your neighbors? It's going on today, ladies and gentlemen. We have InfraGuard. Of course, that's not a DARPA project. That's FBI, but the InfraGuard is a system of informants all across America, hired by and certainly utilized by the FBI. Tens of thousands of Americans spying on other Americans. If you don't believe it, go up on the internet and look up InfraGuard. InfraGard. InfraGard. Look up InfraGard. You can, Sidney Joseph Ventura, you can probably find his interview with the people in InfraGard. Good Americans, they're just trying to protect us. Because after all, the next door neighbor might be a terrorist. That's why we have to inform. Constantly be informing on the FBI, and they have a division, the whole division of the FBI, monitoring InfraGuard, and where is the outcry from 60 Minutes? Where is the outcry from major commentators? And of course, it's deafening in the silence. You can write a head bomb.
Well, and they put things into our hands that we applaud, the average person applauds, because they seem to be such great new inventions like the cell phone. And it's certainly they put toys into the middle of these and the ability to use them as a variety of computer operations, et cetera. And we've now reached a point where there is 4.6 billion, with a B, cell phones in public people's hands worldwide. And they anticipate that by the end of this year, 2011, they will hit more than 5 billion cell phones in the hands of people worldwide. Now, that sounds great. I mean, that's a terrific thing because if it was being used totally as a something that's useful, but the frightening thing is now that the very easy ability for Big Brother or someone at that level in the government to spy 100% on those people that they want to spy on that carry the cell phone. And of course, getting into your computer at the home and all of that is equally as easy. And Big Brother's ability to do these things increases by tenfold every couple of months. And when people sit back and they say, wow, all of the things that have grown so rapidly in terms of, let's say, electronics and things of that sort, that they've grown so exponentially huge each year, because what's been going on is as they create a smarter computer and a smaller computer, which then becomes smarter because it can handle more and more volume in the palm of your hand, they are using that knowledge to do the next studies for the next group of computerized equipment. So therefore, instead of having a simple curve of increase in inventions that are, let's say, of an electronic nature, instead of being a slow increase, it's become a radical bell curve on a graph, to where it's almost become a straight up and down line as to how quickly things change. They now have, which is a small, maybe an insignificant thing, but these little palm-held iPod systems now that are not only telephones and computers and game boards and all of that general computer, but now they're, a couple of months ago they did not have it. Today you can buy one that's three-dimensional in 3D. All the photos or whatever transmitted in 3D, and you don't have to have any glasses to wear. It's actually built into the screen.
Well, I think, you know, because one of the things is, isn't it wonderful? You can actually take pictures with this. You can take video pictures of that. But remember, it can also take video pictures of you, and the same thing with your computer. It's like 1984. You have a laptop computer. You know that little button at the top there of a screen? That's the camera by which, of course, they can watch you, and you say, well, but I got to have this thing turned on. No, ladies and gentlemen, they can actually turn these things on remotely, and they can watch you if you've got the top of it open. But then you say, well, I'll just close it up, you know, and they won't be able to watch me that way. But they can listen to you. They can listen to what's being said. They can do that even with a cell phone. They can listen to what's said in the room, even with the cell phones turned off. But now they have these things like an iPad, and basically they have a screen on both sides, so it doesn't matter which side you got down. One side's up there, and it's going to be watching, and they can watch you all the time. People don't understand. This is why they have the video cameras every place. It's all about the surveillance society, and people can't believe, they have those video cameras to get the bad guys and the shoplifters. No, ladies and gentlemen, they have those to watch you, because they have your picture. They bought it dishonestly. They lied to the Department of Motor Vehicles so they could buy your picture, so they could have in their databases. And the average American has no idea what's really going on, or the plan for the surveillance society in what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, right. And there's And there is no, and at this point in time, you're right, and as they convince people, right, there's nothing that upsets me worse. I used to do an awful lot of traveling around the country doing speaking presentations. And unfortunately, with my health now, I just restricted, and I can't do that like I would like to. But one of the most upsetting things that would take place every time I spoke someplace, I would have somebody that would say, and, you know, in the mixed crowd, in the audience, and they would say, well, I think it's okay if they want to come in and search my house or watch me through my computer because I'm not doing anything wrong. They're not going to find anything wrong, and if they're going to catch some bad guys, well, then that's wonderful, and I open my doors to it. And it's mind-boggling when I used to hear that because obviously that's the beginning of the end of your freedom under the Constitution. Once you tell them, they can come in and wander through your home.
Right, because these people do not understand the evil we are aligned against, and because this is one of the most difficult times. People say, why would people want to kill off most of the people in the world? And I say, it's very simple. They're evil. And when you understand that, explain the Holocaust to me. Explain, of course, the genocide that's going on throughout the world today. Bob, go right ahead. You've got 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program.
Well, I'd like to let everybody know that...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine, so Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Why? Because they're controlled by the same people, and they'll keep you entertained with all sorts of wonderful stories. but never take you into the background of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Bob Fletcher, one more time, get your website out for us.
Okay, sure. If you just look up BobFletcherInvestigations.com, that will put you directly into our website, and you'll be surprised at how much we've got in there. If you've never looked at the website, it's amazing. We have done an awful lot of serious investigations, all the way up and including my own testimony before the United States Senate many years ago, when I tried to warn them about weather control as a weapon, and they somewhat scoffed at it. And then a few years later, they were trying to pass congressional, actually a brand new legislation for weather control.
Okay, we're going to have to let you go. We're out of time, Bob. God bless. Talk to you real soon. Bye-bye. Okay, fine.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're here in a position to help us, we'd certainly love to hear from you. And, of course, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We certainly recommend the DVDs. One is called What in the World Are They Spraying? And then, of course, the other is Bob Fletcher's DVD, Weather Control as a Weapon. It's Weather Control as a Weapon. We have four tapes set on chemtrails, on HAARP, on weather modification, and we have books on HAARP and weather modification. The information is out there. You need to get it, and then you need to help us get the information out. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. How do you understand what's really going on? How do you understand the genocidal programs that are underway throughout the world to eliminate large segments of the world's population? Why doesn't anybody ever talk about the fact that they've already killed several billion people by preventing their births from abortion, and they're killing millions of people every day, and they plan to kill billions more? The program is underway. We're heading into another major war, but only this one, I fear, will be a nuclear war. We've done everything we could to transfer nuclear technology to the communist nations, to Pakistan, to Israel, to India, all in preparation for the coming horrible war that lies ahead, which will decimate the population of the world and bring to pass, of course, what it records in Revelation 6:8. Suddenly I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death. And of course, if you haven't read Barbara Marx's Hubbard's, one of the most wealthy women in the world, her interpretation of that in the original text of her book, The Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation, published under the auspices of the Lawrence Rockefeller Endowment for the Humanities, and we have that. We'll make it available for you if you want it, where she talks about that passage and in Revelation 6:8. And then, of course, she is channeled by a demonic force she calls the Christ Spirit. The explanation, as she says, but that's not your job to do away with a quarter of the world's population. That is ours, because we are the riders of the pale horse, death. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on the forbidden secret, my talk on the dark secret, the syllabuses that go with them. You need to get our four tape sets on Skull and Bones, on the Bohemian Grove, on Deadly Assassins, on the USS Liberty, and so much more. Our four CD sets on the Illuminati, on the Return of the Giants. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We'll be back here in just a moment with another of our favorite guests.
and beside her, and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Melody Cederstrom. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Just fantastic, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much.
All right, fine. Well, it's a little late back there. Appreciate you being up with us. And tell us what the latest word is from the financial point of view.
Well, of course, everyone is holding their breath going along with this U.S. debt ceiling for next week. And, of course, we really did have a good day in gold today, even though it ended down a little bit. We did hit an all-time high today of 1628, and to settle in at about 1614 on the day. So it really was a good day in gold, and, of course, it's reacting to what is happening in Washington. But all eyes are focused on Washington. But that doesn't mean we can't forget about all the other situations, the financial problems that are awaiting people all around the world. You know, the various countries, the European crisis, the Greece crisis, Italy, and you know, all the other countries that are having financial problems. So right now, all eyes are on the U.S., of course, is having the world reserve currency, the U.S. dollar, and, of course, there's many, many people who thought it could never happen here. So, personally, I believe it is it's theatrics, and I believe they'll certainly come to some sort of agreement next week. But you can never underestimate their power and their agenda. We can never forget what their agenda is. So, sometimes over the many years, when you thought they would do something, sometimes they would do the opposite. So. But folks can preserve their purchasing power and be safe from what is happening and preserve their wealth by purchasing gold and silver. So it is something that's available to them, and it's going to be very interesting in the next week.
Oh, I certainly think it is as well. It's very interesting that we had this last week, some gentleman called me, had some questions about investing, and because I'm not an investment counselor, but I can always give my opinion, certainly over the telephone. Somebody had a lot of money into a retirement account, and there's just no way they could get it out, and wanted to know what sort of stock they ought to be. And I said, well, you can't get the money out being gold and silver stocks, because in conventional stocks, you can certainly lose your shirt, but at least I think gold and silver stocks will keep up and probably do far better than anything else you're in. You certainly don't want to be in bonds or annuities, something like that. But he also commented that, about 6 or 7 years ago, he started listening to us. At that time, he invested in gold and silver and a considerable amount of money, didn't tell me how much, but he sounded very happy with good reason, because, of course, his money is probably a triple during the intervening 6 years, and of course that's pretty good for any investment. So I think the people, of course, who've taken your advice, Melody, and the advice of others about gold and silver, pointing out that the whole monetary system is in the process of collapsing. And this is not happening by accident. It's happening by intention. They're bringing down the whole world monetary system. They know exactly what they're doing. This, I'd like to go back and analyze what really happened in the fall of 2008. and read my newsletter I wrote, I believe it's October 2008, you'll find there is really no reason for the crisis. They created it, and of course it's been downhill ever since. Well, Melody, certainly it was exciting today to see gold hit new highs, and it's interesting that it seems that every morning, why gold and silver are up very, very strong, and then during the course of the day, why the people within the working group for financial markets and official government, a program to manipulate the price of stocks and of bonds and of commodities, and specifically of gold and silver, the working group on financial markets knocked the price down very effectively. They seem to do this day after day after day, don't they?
Well, they certainly do. And, I mean, if you follow it closely, you can see the times that they usually come into the market. And even the stock markets and the S&P and NASDAQ, I mean, lately it's kind of odd because they go down in the beginning of the day and they just sort of they freeze. There's not a lot of activity. They make their opening movement one way or another, and they're there all day. Today we saw a little bit more pressure on the stock market. And, you know, real markets don't work that way. You know, just like yesterday, we saw the dollar and the U.S. dollar index up 0.63. Sometimes we've seen it over a full point. And it's like markets don't work that way. And again, the manipulation of the markets, the suppression of the gold prices, it's all about keeping that Dow Jones up there. The barometer of the economy, it sort of offsets the problems and the comments that are beginning to come out about the financial status of this country, and of course what will happen if they actually default or our credit rating is actually lowered and so forth. So, and I just want to go back to your comment about the gentleman that you spoke to, and he talked about his 401k. Many people still have contributions going into their 401. And you know what, folks? You can stop those contributions, and you can take that money, and you can buy physical gold. There's a lot of restrictions on 401s on how you can access those funds. You can borrow against them if you wanted to get some physical gold if you don't have any at all. But stop the contribution and then take that money, and you can, you know, purchase some silver with it or also some gold. And many of our clients have done that, and because you can always begin that contribution once again later on down the road if your 401 is still there. So, but that's something our clients do, and it's just something small that you can do, but it is still active in purchasing gold and silver.
No, right, fine. Could you speak just a little bit louder? We're having some difficulty on my board tonight, so if you can't, fine, we're all right, but. Well, basically, our guest is Melody Cederstrom, and we'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's just Melody was just saying, if you have a 401k and you certainly are restricted in what you can invest in, you would simply stop investing. If you're certainly funding it yourself, stop investing it and take that money and buy gold and silver. Now you can always suddenly start paying it again if things change. But right now, you need something to protect you from the planned destruction of our currency and the planned impoverishment and coming austerity of the American people. And believe me, as we've said many times, this is planned by the elite. They're not going to be hurt by this, but the average individual is, and they want to lower our living standards. And you can read their articles, whether you read what George Soros says, what Richard Haass, the president of the CFR, says, what certainly Mortimer Zuckerman, member of the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, what these people are saying. They're talking about the coming austerity, and if you're not prepared for it, it's going to come, I believe, as quite a shock to an awful lot of people. Well, basically, have you been noticing what's happening over there as far as the Greek situation and the Greek crisis, Melody? I think this is fascinating, the way that they apparently have handled this.
They certainly are. They've come to those agreements, and I believe they had a date and time in which they were supposed to get complete approval, but of course Germany's coming in and again they're getting bailed out, and you know that the German people aren't very happy about that, And again, we're just back to, you know, everyone is bailing out everyone else. I mean, we certainly saw the amount of money, the trillions of dollars that our own Federal Reserve has given to various banks around the world, and several of them received, I believe, many, many billions and billions of dollars during the past 2-3 years. So, again, it's just money being moved around to plug any of the holes and to keep these countries going. And, of course, it's the people of these countries that ultimately will suffer as their livelihoods are taken away. And, of course, they lose their wealth. And, of course, their life changes as their standards of living are being changed. So, again, it isn't the elitists who, you know, are going to be hurt by this, as you mentioned. It's the people of these countries, the citizens. And they're certainly not very pleased, as we've seen the various demonstrations and rioting that we've seen. And again, I think, you know, we're all focused on the U.S. and certainly taking a lot of the focus off of Greece and the European countries. I'm not quite sure. I know that final date for that approval, I believe, about Greece and the funds from, or their bailout plan, or whatever you want to call it, I think it's supposed to was this week or next week. I'm not quite sure on that. I don't know if you have any information.
Well, basically, according to Bob Chapman, the decision has been made, and what's going to involve is that they're going to simply, Greece has got all these bonds. It can't possibly pay them off. It can't possibly redeem them. So what they have agreed to is they're going to let them simply roll over those bonds for 15 to 30 years with a very low interest payment. Now, the people who've issued some of the bonds are going to have to take a loss, a so-called haircut of about 20%, which for all intended purposes is a default, which should lower certainly the rating of Greece for a good long time as far as their ability to borrow money, because they really have defaulted, but it's the only way to hold things together. What's going to happen, certainly in Greece today, why approximately a third of the population works for the government. And approximately a third to a half of all those people who work for the government are going to lose their jobs because Greece doesn't have the money to provide for that. They have all these wonderful welfare programs, and they're just going to be cut to the bone. And certainly Greece is going to have to sell off or give up their postal service and their electric service and their telephone service. They'll be taken over in all probability by the people who are calling their loans, or they'll be put up for sale. So Greece will get money so they can simply function. And with that, of course, you're going to be able to have private corporations coming in and charging excessive amounts of money for electricity and for postal service and for telephone service. But with this, it comes the lowering of the living standards of the Greek people. They've had a wonderful run, living certainly far beyond their means, spending money they didn't have, which the government could always keep borrowing, and the Greek government kept borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. The only trouble is when you borrow and borrow and borrow, why, eventually comes the day of reckoning when you have to pay it back. And the day of reckoning has come now. They're not going to fully announce what's happened until September. The reason the Germans went along with it is because Mrs. Merkel, the premier of Germany, doesn't represent Germany. She is part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. She goes along with what they tell her to do. And so the opposition party in Germany, as in most countries throughout the world, is controlled by the same Brotherhood of Darkness. They control both political parties. They pretend, of course, they have arguments back and forth. But it's all political theater. It's all show business. But what has happened, of course, is that Greece has, for all intents and purposes, defaulted. Certainly the people who've lent them money are going to have to certainly get long-term loans, very low interest rates, and think about a 20% haircut. But, of course, Greece will be able to continue. And, of course, they're going to see if they can, by lowering the living standards of the Greek people, get their economy back into balance. Now, Greece is only the first and the smallest of the so-called pig nations. Probably Portugal's about the same size, but once you start getting into Spain and Italy, you're talking about good-sized countries, and we're talking, of course, it costs them probably, you know, half a billion dollars to get Greece back in line, but it's going to cost them literally of several hundred billion dollars to get the other these other nations lined up, and whether or not could be able to pull off the same thing there without bankrupting Germany and France remains to be seen. But you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, banks create money out of nothing because we're on a fiat money system, and the banks can just keep creating money and more. When they do that, it destroys the value of the currency, but at least it puts off the day of reckoning, and politicians never want the day of reckoning to come when they're in power, because to be forced from power, far better off, of course, to live well, to certainly to keep things going when you're in power, to take all the graft you possibly can, and then when you retire, leave the rest for the next person. But Greece is in technical default, and according to this agreement, according to Bob Chapman's newsletter I read today, and it sounds like certainly the same thing is going to happen to Greece and to Portugal and to Spain and Ireland and the other countries that are caught in the debt trap. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And I don't believe that the European banks have enough money to solve this. If they do, they'll have to create it. If they do, they'll destroy the value of their currency and impoverish their own people. The German people are furious, but that doesn't matter if they vote Mrs. Merkel out. The opposition party is controlled by exactly the same people. It's all political theater. Go right ahead, Melody.
The plan for Greece, I believe that had also included, as you mentioned, some of that financial aid for the other countries, Ireland, Portugal, Spain, and Italy. And, you know, that was just to show a little bit of strength that, you know, that the, you know, everybody's putting in and throwing its support, you know, behind these states and so forth. But, you know, with Greece being, you know, one of the first countries to default on its debt, you know, it certainly won't be the last. And, of course, that will all follow suit to eventually over here also. So, I mean, you know, we talk so many times about an agenda and how this will play out and how it's going to happen. And, of course, you could go back many, many years, 30, 40 years, to know that these were going to be the, the default of the debt that we were having, and the debt would only increase as they took away our gold standard. Because once that gold standard was taken away, the gold window was closed. There was no accountability for any of the amount of printing of the fiat currencies, of creating money, so to speak, out of thin air. So it's happened here, it's happened around the world, and everything is going to come home. And again, and I hate to keep saying it, but it is the only way in order to preserve and to stand away from what is happening and to keep you out of the falling embers of what is happening to this country and around the world as each of these countries begin to default on its debt and taking 20%, 30% haircuts from their wealth. Get your gold and silver.
And certainly down through the ages, gold and silver has been a refuge. But there's never been a time during my lifetime when they needed a refuge more than we do today, because the whole economic financial system is beginning to come unglued. Certainly they're having city problems here in America, and of course this whole charade between the Democrats and Republicans. I mean, the Republicans want to cut $3 trillion from the federal budget over a 10-year period. The Democrats, in contrast, want to cut $2.7 trillion from the budget over the next 10 years. And yet we're running deficits of $1 billion to $1.5 billion every year. So cutting equivalent of $300 billion out of a deficit of $1 to $1.5 billion a year over the next 10 years is not going to solve anything at all. But it is all political show business. It's all being done to confuse the American people. But certainly nobody's suggesting we change our globalist policies. Nobody said that we cut back on our military. After all, we need to spend more money than all the rest of the nations in the world put together. And of course, that is the way it has been in the past, I suspect. With off-budget items, that's the way it still is. We put out more money than all of the other nations in the world to maintain our military. Who are we defending ourselves against? We're not defending ourselves against anybody. We're maintaining our empire, but they can't tell the American people that they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this one world government and to keep corrupt politicians in power and dictators, ruthless dictators in power, all throughout the world with your tax money. Melody, you go right ahead.
You know, and that's why.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
No, it wasn't a groan, it was an O.
Oh, okay. Well, basically, of course, we'll have things fixed by tomorrow, but it's one of those unusual glitches we've had. The system has worked very well for a couple of years, but it's just sort of has given up the ghost for us. So we're struggling along, but fortunately, my son is an engineer, and he's jerry-rigged us so that we can function and get the message out to people all across the country. And of course, we'll be back hopefully in full business by tomorrow when the equipment is, at least the loaner equipment's with us. But right now, of course, we're really talking about what's happening. And people often say, well, you know, see, I went down to the bank and I talked to them there about investing in gold. And they said, gold, why the people who bought gold in 1980, why the price dropped, they lost a lot of money, and you don't want to buy gold. I mean, you can't eat gold. Well, that's true, but have you ever tried a sandwich using a Federal Reserve note sitting in between two slices of bread? You can't eat that either, but you can exchange it, and you can always exchange gold and silver. There will always be somebody out there willing to buy it and give you the coin of the realm or the fiat money of the realm or whatever it may be. We don't know what sort of monetary system is going to develop We do know that, Sydney, the central banks throughout the world are hanging on to their gold. Why are the central banks hanging on to the gold, and why are some of them buying more gold today? And actually, of course, we know the central banks in China and in India and in Brazil and Russia, the so-called BRIC nations, are all buying gold. I know that Thailand and a couple of other nations are buying gold. And it's because they know this whole fraudulent system is coming down. But the United States, we're told, and I believe it's probably true, has a great deal of gold. And some people question that, but I believe they've hung on to their gold. Or they say they've hung on to the gold. I think it's probably there at the First Federal Reserve Bank in New York City, where the gold supplies of nations like England and Germany and France are kept there in this sub-basement. They're just kept on wooden platforms, and they just move those platforms back and forth as they buy and sell gold among themselves. But they all maintain a gold reserve. Why? Because they know the system is fraudulent, and they know that eventually it's going to break down. But in the meantime, of course, they want that gold there, so they will have stability when the whole system does collapse. In the meantime, while the banking industry is making fabulous sums of money simply by creating money out of nothing and then using it to buy up the media, to buy up the corporations, to buy up the politicians, to buy up the educational system, they know exactly what they're doing. And of course, it works very well as long as you're the one who can create money out of nothing. In other words, you keep supposedly a 10% reserve, but because of the alteration and the laws, now they can loan up to 20 times what they have, or 30 times, or 40 times, or 50 times. In fact, they've been up to 70 times what they're holding. In other words, it's totally fraudulent, it's against the law, but who's going to enforce the law when they're all in on this together? They're all part of what I call the brotherhood. It's a totally fraudulent fiat money system, and it's not going to last much longer. Do you think, Melody?
You know, there's so much news going on, and we forget a lot of this, what some officials, some highly placed officials, talk about, comments that they make. And we have to remember that a lot of the recent talk from China officials and Russia officials using gold's reentry into the monetary system, that there has been talk about using gold as backing currencies, where something will be equally accepted around the world. So, I mean, this is not idle chatter, and we have to remember this. Gold's going to play a very important part in world monetary policy. There will be a unit of trade that will be gold. We don't know perhaps how much and to what degree this gold will be used for this unit of trade, but we do know that it will be used.
And, of course, the reason it will be used is because people demand something other than anchor for the monetary system. You cannot depend upon your politicians. They'll keep printing money and printing money and printing money until it loses value. That's what they're in the process of doing today. That's why prices are going up. They deny we have inflation. They're lying. But then politicians always lie. We'll be back in just a moment with our special guest, Melody Cederstrom, right here at Radio Liberty.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair.
and reply.